Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 3. Coming up, working group established to deal with depreciation. Gordontown Road repairs to be completed in 3 months and government relaunches National School Gardening Program. The details after the break.
The Passports, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise its valued customers that its office in Portmore will be closed on Saturday, November 5, 2016, to allow staff to attend the funeral for a colleague. The office will reopen for business on Monday, November 7, 2016. PICA thanks you for understanding and apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Now the news. A working group has been established to deal with the continued depreciation of the Jamaican dollar against the United States currency. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw made the announcement in Parliament on Tuesday. Mr. Shaw says the group will meet with the Bank of Jamaica BOJ on a weekly basis, with the first meeting scheduled for Friday, November 4. The minister says he is concerned about the rate of depreciation, as there is no shortage of foreign exchange, adding that the net international reserves are more than $3 billion.
We have to come together to find a solution. And as a working group, we are going to look steadfastly at the trigger points that can affect the exchange rate negatively.
Mr. Shaw adds that the BOJ and the International Monetary Fund have assessed that the country has a fair market value for the exchange rate. The National Works Agency, NWA, says the repair of a section of the Gordontown Main Road in St. Andrews should be completed in 3 months. The NWA says contractors working on the retaining structure will be excavating about 27 meters along the road to erect the wall, which is being built at a depth of 20 feet. A sum of $27 million is being spent to repair a major breakaway caused by recent heavy rains. Communications manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the agency has completed a toe wall for the area that has broken away.
We are now going to be focusing on the main retaining structure. And so this is going to be done in two phases because of its length and the challenges that we'll have in having it erected while at the same time allowing vehicular access.
Meanwhile, the NWA says some motorists are speeding along the significantly reduced section of Gordontown Road despite safety features. This presents a danger, and operators of motor vehicles, including JUTC buses, are being urged to exercise caution. The government has relaunched the National School Garden Program to boost the provision of breakfast in educational institutions across the island and demonstrate the importance of agriculture to students. Under the program, the schools will be provided with seeds, fertilizer, agricultural tools, and irrigation systems.
As long as a school has some land, we intend to put in a school garden. We want to train the young students that agriculture is good, it's important, and it is one where you can make money.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. He was addressing the relaunch of the National School Garden Program at the Moko Primary School in Clarendon recently. Mr. Hutchinson says each garden will cost about $300,000 to develop, and the ministry will be working with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority to ensure the sustainability of the program. Some 196 schools have been selected for the first phase of the program. And head of the Cyber Incident Response Team, CIRT, in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Manifia Hewling, is urging victims of cybercrimes to come forward and make a report. Reports can be made to CIRT or the Communication Forensics and Cybercrimes Unit of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Cybercrimes are unlawful activities carried out by means of the computer or the internet. These include identity theft, fraud, copyright infringement, cyber stalking, child pornography, revenge pornography, and bullying. Dr. Hewling notes that these incidents often go unreported because some persons are unaware that they are actual crimes.
They are not familiar with the Cyber Crimes Act of 2015. And then there's the issue of people just can't be bothered because they lose a couple hundred or a couple thousand or a couple $1 million. They sort it out with the bank and they have an agreement.
Dr. Hewling was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.